to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. We got beautiful weather going on. We've got football season. Life is pretty good right now. No complaints. I'll also tell you that at 3:04 this afternoon, I will cut all the bull about save the date and all that kind of stuff that I've been hinting at in recent weeks. And we will finally unveil what it is we are up to. And I'm excited about it. And I hope once you hear what we're going to do that you'll be excited as well. Okay, we got a lot to get to in a short amount of time. Let's say hello to my partner in crime, Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm great, and we've beaten up. They hadn't caught us yet, have they? Partners in crime, they hadn't caught us yet, so we're still doing pretty good.
Good. Excellent. What else is going on?
Not much. It's warm up here. A little hot today.
Oh, yeah. It's warm and hot everywhere, and in about 2 months, we'll wish for it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's you can feel fall in the air, though, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing to me. I always thought, well, it's just because I'm a coach. No, there is you can take a deep breath and you know when it's fall.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but in the South, you can do that. And especially the states I've been around in Alabama and Tennessee and where I've lived. And it's kind of neat. It's a neat time to me. My favorite time of the year is the fall. There's no doubt. And not just because my profession was in the fall. I just love the fall and when the trees turn and not long.
That's when the Braves get into postseason.
That's true.
At least we hope.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know you're home free there. You know you are.
Huh.
It's going to take you'd have to be devastated not to get in now.
Well, listen, we've blown it before. 2011, in case you're wondering. Watson, I'm going to do something that maybe is not the classiest move I've ever made, but we're going to go ahead and do the Daily Titans update.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's SOLTEA.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans update.
Now, really what I wanted to do was let Terry come back on today and let us know how he is doing. So let's check in with him from a hospital room near you. Terry, how are you?
George, I'm still mending, which is a good thing.
You're sounding better.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Do you want to run through a couple of things real quick? And
sure.
We'll make this quick. We knew that Michael Badgley's life expectancy as the Titans kicker would not be very long. He's out. Who's in?
Well, they had Randy Bullock on the practice squad, so the presumption is that they'll use him for a couple of weeks until Sam Thicken is able to come off injured reserve. So I think that that's probably the plan there. There's no sense in using a roster spot on a kicker that's only going to be here for a couple of weeks if you need it somewhere else and can use it on somebody else. You can just keep Bullock on the practice squad and bring him back and forth as you know, while you need him.
Okay, they've added a couple of people to the active roster. Tell me real quick about that.
Yeah, these are kind of procedural moves, really. Tight end Michael Pruitt and safety Bradley McDonald. Pruitt, of course, played here the last 3 or 4 years, and he left for the 49ers and then got cut in final cuts. Titans brought him back, initially stashed him on the practice squad with kind of the promise that they'd put him back on the 53. He played in Sunday's game, and then they decided to go ahead and move him back to the 53-man roster so that he'll be part of that tight end group now, along with Anthony Firkser and Jeff Swain. In the process, they waived Tommy Hudson off the 53-man roster. I would expect that he goes back on the practice squad because they've invested a lot of time in this kid. I can't imagine them just turning him loose on the street without continuing to try and develop him. And then the other guy that they brought up to the active roster was Bradley McDonald, who came in here late, impressed during the time he was here in training camp, and then they had him on the practice squad, and he was up for Sunday's game as well. I think what they're going to do with McDonald, he's going to be a backup and be a special teams type guy.
Tell me about Joe Jones.
Joe Jones is a guy that had played for the Broncos, and he was out on the street. The Titans added him to their practice squad. I think if he's active on game days from the practice squad, then he probably is going to be a guy that will help out on special teams and, you know, probably fill in while David Long's out with that hamstring injury.
Okay, Terry. Watson, you got anything you want to say to Terry?
Terry, you sound a lot better, my man. I hope we're not just putting it rose-colored glasses on, but you sound a lot better.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I feel better.
Good.
Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
Terry, what happened to our kicker? How'd he get hurt?
What'd he do? Apparently tweaked the groin Friday afternoon in practice.
Oh,
and, you know, right before they're ready, got all the hay in the barn. I mean, Watson, you as a coach, I mean, what is that feeling like?
When, awful.
You know, not necessarily kicker, but any position where a guy gets hurt on the last practice of the week and then he's not available to you.
It's awful. And the next one hadn't gotten that much work because he's the backup at best. It's awful. I can just tell you, that's one of the worst things. You see it when a trainer would walk in my office the day before a game, I'd just cringe. Usually when they do that, it's bad news. So I know the feeling that Mike had with that. That's an awful feeling.
And at the kicker position, you know, that's such a specialized thing. You're just basically scrambling around trying to find somebody, and Michael Badgley was it, and he certainly was not up to the task.
And that's tough on him.
Absolutely.
I mean, Lord, he didn't even know the players. He walking in here and throw him out there in those kicks. That's the only thing I thought where I didn't agree with Mike. I thought he should have gone for it instead of trying to kick a field goal on that spot just because of the field goal situation.
I'll tell you this, the crowd sure thought it too because they let him have it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Couldn't tell that on TV.
Well, and he already had the extra point miss on his, you know, on his track record from earlier in the game. So.
Yeah.
Terry, go back to recuperating. I really appreciate you coming on. But more importantly, both Watson and I and all the listeners want to wish you the very best speedy recovery. You have been through a lot, and I want you to get better. We all do.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Talk to you, Terry.
Okay, bye.
That's Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update. Under the weather, he is a trooper. Watson, I'm going to rumble through some things, and then after the break, we're going out to Los Angeles and talk about the firing of Clay Helton. We'll have Shotgun Spratlin joining us to talk about it. How about that name?
I like that name.
Yeah. Bridgestone Arena announced today that effective October the 2nd, all guests age 12 and older will be required to show proof of full COVID-19 vaccination or a negative COVID-19 PCR or antigen test administered by a healthcare professional within 72 hours prior to the event that includes their name and the date of the test to attend all Nashville Predators games and events held in the venue. This new policy is scheduled to remain through at least November the 15th.
Well, you want me to comment on that one real quick?
Sure, if you want. I mean, yeah. I think this is the way it's going to have to be.
I think it's going there, George, but it's a little bit of a cover-up to me, because if you're really concerned, you can get it vaccinated too. You just don't let as many in, and I just don't think anybody's ready to do that. The dollars are just too important. And so it's just a little bit of a cover-up to me. And now, if they said everybody, did they say everybody has to wear a mask either way if they come? Did they go that far?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because that needed to be added. If you're going to do that, then you need to tell everybody to wear a mask. If you're that concerned about it, you should tell everybody to wear a mask, and I like that.
You know what? Hold on a second. I'm not sure. I can't really tell.
Yeah.
I may need to read this a little bit. It's a lengthy release, as you can imagine. I'll try to look through this during the break and make sure before I spout off again.
Terry, good. I'm thinking about Terry. Do you think, George, that the colleges, the NFLs, are going to start? These stadiums have been packed now, and I mean body on top of body.
Yeah.
How long do you think that'll go?
I don't know. It's. I mean, you're raising a good point, because it's not like we've seen anything getting better in recent days.
No.
And that's the concern to everybody.
Not in this state.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I've seen any state where they said it has dropped a bunch. I haven't seen that yet. I'm waiting to.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I sound lost. I'm kind of looking while you're talking. Anyway, we'll move on from there. Seattle today, it looks like, is going to be named the winner of the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And Seattle has had, first of all, the Mariners have had a really good year. Not that the nation has been riveted to them, but if you look at the standings right now, they're right there with the Yankees and the Red Sox and Toronto for that fifth and final playoff berth in the American League. They've had a really good year.
Yeah, they're tough out, aren't they?
Yeah, and I'm happy for them, because there hadn't been a lot in Seattle to cheer for.
No.
You know, this has not been an easy deal for them at all.
No.
Ryan Braun today announced his retirement from baseball. I'm not sure I really understand why that was necessary, because the fact of it is the Brewers showed him the door before the season started.
Yeah.
He's a six-time All-Star. He became a free agent after the Brewers declined to exercise the $15 million option on him. There's the good and the bad. There's no question he was the face of the Milwaukee Brewers franchise for a long time. Great hitter. But he also was caught on two different occasions in all of the steroid stuff. And in one of those, he came out, you know, finger pointing, saying, you know, I'm innocent. Turns out he wasn't. And so in the last few years of his career, he got ripped around pretty good by visiting teams. When he would go into visiting stadiums, it was not pretty at all.
No, and isn't it hard to understand why these guys say, I didn't do it, that's the test didn't right? I mean, George, I've been in football a long time, so I've had steroid stuff cross my desk from different tests here or there, and they don't miss that stuff.
Yeah.
You run a second one, and it's never come back the opposite when they do.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we've got going. At 3:04 today, we'll give you the big announcement. God knows we didn't try to play little games. It just sort of turned out that way. But after the break, we're going out west, and we'll find out about USC's firing of football coach Clay Helton. You're listening to the Plaster Radio Network.
Yeah. No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Thursday Night Football is only on NFL Network.
No time it is, everything you got.
We're here for a storied rivalry with the game's brightest stars.
What an impressive run with a stiff arm.
Saquon is back, giving the Giants renewed hope.
What a game he's had.
But Chase Young has his squad ready to defend the division crown.
I'm not losing.
It's an NFC East showdown.
Woo, there, baby.
That's big time there.
Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8, only on NFL Network.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the 5th Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville hotel experience.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nope, it's George Plaster on the radio. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
We welcome all of you back. I guess for a long time, we have always thought that Clay Helton was on a banana peel at USC. And I guess Saturday night, after watching Stanford run all over them, I knew he was in trouble again. I will admit, I didn't think it was going to come down yesterday, but that's exactly what happened. And so with that in mind, I want to say a huge thank you to Shotgun Spratling, USCFootball.com, and 24/7 Sports, who's about to join us. In fact, let's just bring him up there. Shotgun, how are you?
Doing well.
Okay, I got to ask the question before we get into all this. How did you get the nickname Shotgun?
I actually got it in T-ball, and I've had it ever since.
I love it. So you're not working under center.
No, we got to stay. You know, I was a wide receiver in high school, so we got to stay at four wides. We got to use those receivers as much as possible.
I like it. So if I had gotten a hold of you yesterday morning, and I had asked you the question, "Hey, do you think they'll fire Clay Helton today?" What would your answer have been?
I would have said no because Clay Helton normally has a Sunday press conference call with the media to discuss what happened in Saturday's game, and I would have expected if there was going to be a move, they would probably have done it before then. So when nothing, when we still had our normal Sunday meeting with him, then you would think, okay, he's definitely in a really rough spot. And I actually said to my colleagues, we have a Sunday live show that we do after the conference call. And I said after, I was like, if they don't play well at Washington State this weekend, even if they win, but if they just don't look good, then maybe that'll be it. Because you see that they have Oregon State at home next week, and maybe you could, put the interim coach in there and you could get some momentum going and build a little confidence against a team that you should beat. And so that was my thinking. Then when it came down, it was, we had just finished a film study that we do at uscfootball.com, and, we're going over that, and we're like, oh, everything is happening. And because there's been a couple of close calls throughout his tenure where, it's like, is he going to be fired? It seems like he should be, and it hasn't happened. So then when it did, we went into full sprint mode, went to the studio, did some live shows and stuff. Yeah, a little bit surprising that it came because on Sunday it didn't come. It hadn't already happened on Sunday night.
Why do you think they did it yesterday?
I mean, you said it in your intro that, that it feels like it's something you've seen before, basically. And that's the thing. One of the reasons that they mentioned in the press release that they sent out is that, they added a bunch of resources. They've brought in some quality staffers behind the scenes to help with a bunch of stuff. They've added small pieces all around him, and it was the same thing over again. It was the same team that we've seen in the past struggle early in the season with discipline issues, with just not being ready at the beginning of the year, with struggling last year. I mean, I think it's 7 of the last 8 games they haven't scored a touchdown in the third quarter. So it's the same issues over and over again in Clay Helton's tenure, and I think that was it. It was that we've added all these resources from the USC administration side, and we don't see a difference. So they feel like that they've done enough to help out this program, that they should be doing better and progressing, and they felt like they were seeing the same thing over again. And, this season is still salvageable, but I feel like if they kept Clay Helton, it was going to go in the same track that it has in the past where it just wasn't going to be as good as it could be. So I think they decided, we know that it's inevitable now. Let's go ahead and make the move and see if we can turn things around with Dante Williams as the interim head coach.
It seemed like he had no support left among the Southern Cal fan base. Is that pretty accurate?
I mean, I think they showed their, their lack of support with their actions on Saturday. At the end of the third quarter, Stanford scored with about a minute left in the third quarter, and everyone headed for the exits pretty much. It went from a 60 or 70,000 fan crowd to probably like 10,000. I mean, it felt like a spring game out there. There was not a bunch of, and the student section, I give them credit, they stayed, but the rest of the fan base, they basically felt like, I've seen this before. Why am I going to stay? I think that they were done with it. And I think they spoke with their actions during that game. I think they've also spoken with their inaction as far as renewing season tickets and, donating money and things like that. So I think that the administration, had seen that the fans were done with Clay Helton. And we, on our message boards and stuff, we've had people say, I love you guys, but I can't subscribe anymore just because it's the same thing over and over, and I'm tired of it. So until they get rid of Helton, we get these messages all the time. Until they get rid of Helton, I gotta not follow USC football as closely anymore.
Yeah.
So we actually had a lot of people sign back up yesterday saying, "Hey, I can come back and be interested again." But yeah, I think that they had shown with their actions that they were just over it.
I'm gonna ask you one last thing and then turn it over to Watson. What was the magic formula where you've had a series of failures before and after Pete Carroll. When he walked in, it wasn't like people were just gaga over him, but he appeared to have the Midas touch. In your mind, what was that Midas touch?
I mean, I believe Pete Carroll understood what needed to happen at USC. He was a very personable person. You know, Southern California has its own kind of, personality type. And he really bought into it. The energy that he brought, I just don't think it's been matched by anyone else. And he understood how important competition is. And he got the best players to come to USC and then made them to compete against each other. And when you have Reggie Bush and Lindell White, those guys could be like, man, I should get the ball every single time. But they played with each other, and they competed against each other in practice because they wanted to be the one to score that touchdown on Saturday. So I think that was the thing that's kind of been lacking. And, you know, it started since Lane Kiffin took over, and he had to deal with sanctions. So they pulled back the practice range a little bit because they didn't want to get some guys injured. And then there's been some small steps like that along the way where this practice hasn't been as competitive as it was during Clay Helton's tenure. During Pete Carroll's tenure. So I think that's one of the things that's been an issue for USC is the competition factor there. If they can get back to that, then I think that they can get back to, you know, being the dominant program on the West Coast, because there is such a fertile recruiting ground here in Southern California. If they can keep their players here, as you're seeing, you know, the preseason Heisman Trophy watch list was, or odds, I think it's 5 of the top 6 were from Southern California. So, you know, I think that shows you that if you can keep the talent home, then there's going to be plenty of talent on the roster.
Shotgun Spratling is on the line with us with USCfootball.com and 24/7 Sports. Watson, what do you got for him?
Shotgun, it's always a little different with each one of these, and it seems to be more of the norm now than the exception, letting guys go early. How did the players react? Has it been a little bit of everything, or what have you heard from those guys?
It definitely is that you're seeing it much earlier, and I think a big part of that is the early signing period that plays into it. That if you can't wait around because, you know, if you lose a recruiting class, then you can be really in trouble for the next guy that's coming in. But as far as the players go, you know, there was a good 3 or 4 hour window before any of them made any comments, at least publicly, as far as social media and whatnot. And, you know, all the players really respect Clay Helton and, you know, love him as a person. So you saw an outpouring of support of guys posting, you know, about Clay Helton and, you know, that they're going to miss him. And, you know, they appreciate, a lot of people saying they appreciate the opportunity that he gave them. But I don't think that there were a lot of guys that were saying, this shouldn't happen, and we're in tears, and, you know, a similar way that when Ed Orgeron didn't get the job, that was what happened. When they hired Steve Sarkisian, you know, they went and had a team meeting, and there were a lot of guys in tears because they had been fighting for him so hard during that year after Lane Kiffin had been fired at USC. So I don't think that was the thing. I think the players kind of realized it, and, you know, talking with some of them, especially on Saturday when they're you know, 25, 30, 40,000 people booing your head coach. And, you know, metaphorically and kind of literally, he's in the middle of the field. The players are on the sideline in between. So they're kind of, these boos are raining down on them. You know, when 40,000 people are telling you that is not the guy with their boos, how do you go into the locker room and then say, yeah, I'm going to listen to him and I'm going to run through a wall for him when so many people are saying, differently from the fan side. So I think they were kind of in a hard spot, and hopefully, you know, the biggest thing for them will be, can they unite around this and Saturday's loss and say it's us against the world and kind of come together and play much better going the rest of the season?
What do you think, Shotgun? What do you think? Where did Clay go wrong? Was it just Southern California is such a star-oriented area? Was it just too big for him, or did he do some things you felt like that he just never got corrected?
So Clay Helton, when he came in, he calmed everything. There had been so much turmoil, so much mess with Steve Sarkisian and Lane Kiffin. He really calmed things. And he may have been the right hire at the time because of that, but he just, it wasn't a job that he was qualified for. He had no head coaching experience. And, you know, he was very slow to make changes. That was one of the things that we call for over and over, whether it be, you know, they got beat up in the Cotton Bowl a few years ago by Urban Meyer's Ohio State team, and the offensive line was just terrible in the game. But he kept on Neil Callaway, the offensive line coach, until halfway through the next season, and they still struggle, and then they try to make a move. It just seemed like they would wait too long to make moves, and there was just times when we would be calling for make some adjustments in practice. You know, don't do the same thing over and over again just because you want to be in a routine. You know, if things aren't going right, it's 18 to 22-year-old. Sometimes you got to shake things up. So I just think he was slow to make some adjustments that he could have made a little bit earlier, and I think that hurt him a little bit. But then, you know, it just ended up being the same things. The same things would pop up over and over, and that was a big thing, just the penalties, the lack of discipline, those type of things. And then their struggles in the trenches. That was the biggest area of concern coming into the season, and that's something that has been lingering because of their recruiting lows the last few years inside the trenches. They've really struggled to recruit those elite offensive linemen.
This reminds me, Shotgun, of Alabama, for me being around that when I was at UAB and watching them go through Francione and Price, and just nothing worked past Gene Stallings. And they said, the heck with this, we got to go get a name guy. Don't you think Southern Cal is at that point now in the same way Alabama was?
Yeah, I actually used Alabama, referenced them on our live show yesterday, is that, you know, people say, is USC done? Can they never come back? No. You look at Alabama, and they were such in the doldrums during that period. But if you get the right head coach with a blue blood program, they will turn things around. And doesn't necessarily need to be a name coach. Pete Carroll was their fourth or fifth choice when they hired him. But he completely turned things around. It just has to be the right fit. USC traditionally hasn't gone after and got the big names. So that'll be interesting to see. But I think this new administration that came in a couple years ago, we've liked a lot of the moves that they've made as far as behind the scenes, you know, with the assistant coaches they brought in, the strength coach. A lot of the things that they've done have been really positive developments for the program. So I got a little bit more faith that they will go out and make a very smart decision and find the right coach, rather than the last couple of coaching searches, which haven't really been coaching searches. They've hired the firms and whatnot to help them with the coaching searches, and then went down the hallway and hired Clay Helton, or went and got Pat Hayden's, you know, buddy, his drinking buddy, actually, Steve Sarkisian. So, you know, those type of things can't happen. They need to find the right fit, the right guy, rather than just being, you know, somebody's buddy.
Shotgun, I got 30 seconds. If you had to stake your life on it, who gets this job?
Whew, that's a tough one. I mean, the easiest answer, I think, is Luke Fickell, just because of the connections with Mike Bone from Cincinnati. But I think that they're going to look even deeper than that. I don't think it's going to be cut and dry like that, like some people think it might be.
I owe you huge. I really appreciate what you did on short notice.
Well, no problem. I'm a Maryville College alum, so I appreciate coming on radio in Tennessee.
You know, I thought there was a little background there. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Shotgun Spratling joining us here on the show. We're going to come back, and then we're going to get a little deeper into the whole Southern Cal mess, because it is a mess. And it's got a lot of national stuff around it, because we all know if Southern Cal would ever get their you-know-what together, they can be dangerous. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
The George Plaster Show, serving up the best sports coverage in Middle Tennessee from Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, so let's get a little down and dirty on what went on at Southern Cal yesterday. Watson, you and I don't like the fact that coaches are getting shown the door 2 games into the season. It's much different than it used to be. But USC has had a lot of this. Do you think there's certain coaches that are names that you would expect at USC that will say, I am not dealing with getting fired, you know, at the airport tarmac. I'm not going to deal with maybe getting fired 2 games into the season. Do you think they've gone too far with some of what they've done?
No, not with a coach. I don't think it's classy at all, and I think it makes them look classless. This is the 3rd one in a row, correct? They let Sarkisian go. They let Kiffin go on a bus.
Of course, in fairness, they really didn't have much choice with Sarkisian.
There were issues with Sarkisian, yes. There were. And they say there were issues with Kiffin, that he was whatever. But this is the 3rd one in a row with and different ADs at both spots. But I don't think that affects a coach. If they think the job is a good one and they see everything there and the money's right, and it takes a lot of money because it's high cost of living out there.
Yeah.
If everything's right, I think coaches go. And it to me is one of the top 5 jobs in the country. It's a gold mine. And it hadn't been good since Pete Carroll, which has been quite a while now. And – And I think coaches know that. And, my gosh, it is the best recruiting state, that in Texas.
Yeah.
And Georgia, I mean, look at the top five, the five I think are. And that's Alabama, Texas, Georgia, Southern Cal, and Ohio State. That's the top five jobs in the country, in my opinion. And they're all that, really, because of recruiting base. George in my, and tradition, but the tradition came from the recruiting base originally.
So help me with this. We're in an era now where the quarterback has never been more important than he is today, because you're running all this exotic stuff and that guy has got to be good or you're screwed. I look at Southern Cal. I'm a big Keaton Slovis fan. I think that kid is terrific. And so, to me, I'm like, okay, the first important building block in the early going is already there, because he's pretty damn good.
George, their problems hadn't been quarterback. It hadn't been moving the ball. They have been poor lately at defense and running the ball, especially defensively. One of their famed coordinators was one of my guys, Clancy Pendergrass, if you remember that name.
Oh, sure.
And Clancy was with me at UAB. He started with me at UAB and came with me from Oklahoma when I came to UAB. They just hadn't played defense, and I don't know why. But they've got to get back to the toughness that when we grew up watching Southern Cal football, it was tailback you and athletic defensive guys, and they were tougher nails. And now it's fancy spread you out, throw the ball everywhere, but what happened to the defense? And what a perfect time to do that when the Pac-12 doesn't play defense. I'd go build that program today, and I'd start right on that side of the ball with toughness, and there's plenty of defensive players in the state of California. And when I'd go out there, it's still a Southern Cal state. It just is. And I don't care who comes in there to try to take them away. If you get it going at Southern Cal, they're going to stay with you. And they got to hire the right guy. I have no idea who it is. But I disagree just a tad with Shotgun. I think it needs to be a name guy that's kind of done it at a place to get some positiveness going right out the gate.
Yeah. Okay, let's go there. Because, first of all, I don't know a lot about Bone, the athletic director. I know he's got a University of Cincinnati background, so Luke Fickell's name is going to come up until either Fickell says, I'm not going there, or we find out he admit. But Watson, it seems to me, and I stole one of these names last night from Reese Davis, but it seems to me that given all this free time, 10, 12 weeks before the regular season ends, that there are two names that you have the ability to sort of search out and find out about that fit exactly what you're talking about. Matt Rhule, Carolina Panthers. Nobody deep down believes that he's staying in Carolina forever. And the other one is Bob Stoops, who I would force him to say no. Now, you could say, well, he's probably said no any number of times. But you know what? The Rams once got Dick Vermeil out of retirement 16 years later, and he took them to a Super Bowl victory over the Titans. So when I throw out Matt Rhule and Bob Stoops, what do you say?
Yeah, I think those are good names. I think Joe Brady is a good name. If you want a young one that's an up-and-coming guy, I think they will go through Urban Meyer, believe it or not, I do. I think there will be a phone call made to him, and I wouldn't put anything past Urban Meyer, to be very honest.
But you got to admit, that would look horrible.
It would. But I'm... do you disagree that it won't go through Urban? They won't make a phone call. I do.
Oh, I think they do.
Yeah.
I think if he gets caught on Southern Cal 4 or 5 games into this Sinville, that's pretty scuzzy. That looks bad.
I think
bad.
If it's not a big, big name, some of the ones you named, not even the ones I named, and I wouldn't put Matt Rhule in the big names. I would the Urban Meyers of the world, the mm-hmm. Bob Stoops of the world, then I think it's going to be fickle in Cincinnati. I think they got a great relationship, and I think the AD's in charge. If it gets to that level, and that's a pretty high level because he's been dadgum good, and he's good. He's, what, in the top 10 right now. And I think he's got that Southern Cal personality. See, I've been in and out of California a lot from Rice Vanderbilt days.
Yeah.
That's a very good academic state, and so there were a lot of good schools to go into in California to find kids that fit Rice and Vanderbilt. And so I've been in and out of there a bunch. And Fickell fits them a little bit to me. He's got that, I don't know what it is, just that little it factor that it's, they want to be turned on in that state. They like the prettiness and the classiness and the showtime kind of look to you and the way you act. And I think Fickell fits that. But I think they're going to do the Alabama route first. Alabama went through Dubose, Shula, Price, Franchione. I know I've probably left one out.
Honk if you were one of them.
And then they said, enough of this, and let's go get a name guy that's done it. And Nick Saban had done it. He had won in the conference against them at one of their rival schools, and he won a national championship, and he fit what they needed, and they gave him everything known to man to let him do whatever he wanted to do financially. And, man, Alabama has spent money. If you really want to see how to do it, open it up, and that money you're making from the Southeastern Conference, spend it. And they did. They said, Nick, what do you want? I was there. I watched it at UAB.
Yeah.
Unbelievable what they gave Nick Saban to get it done.
Okay, I need a quick 30-second response.
Okay.
Why not just go get Pete Carroll?
I'm not sure they won't make the call. I'm not sure they won't make the call. If he's cleared with the NC2A now and over that stuff, I'm not sure that won't be one I'm going to talk to.
Okay, that's the Southern Cal search, and that's where we are for the moment. Who knows who gets the job, but guess what, Watson?
What's that, buddy?
Well, stat of the day should be coming up next.
And who's got okay? it today?
Well, I don't really have one right now, but I'll tell you what I do have. Breaking news that you will enjoy will be stat of the day, and it comes up next.
Good.
On the Plaster Radio Network.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-806-2371. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-806-2371. That's 800-806-2371. Again, 800-806-2371.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to sirspeedymusiccity.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
And now, it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Okay, there is nothing about Stat of the Day today that will involve a stat. It just won't. But here goes. Watson, within the last half hour, Terry McCormick has been cleared to go home.
Where's the confetti? We need it flying everywhere right now. There can't be a better stat of the day than that.
No.
That's just, gosh, just warmth files all over my body with that one, George. I've been so worried about him.
Well, we both have.
Yeah, gosh. Praise the Lord.
Yes, and thanks to the folks who have been helping Terry to get to this point.
I'm not sure what hospital he's in, but thank them. And I'm sure there's been a bunch of prayers just from our listeners, too.
Yeah.
I know it has been for me and you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good. Let's get the man back on the air with us again.
Okay, that's the first thing making me happy. The second thing that's making me happy is I am finally, in about 6 minutes, going to get to unveil what it is I've been hinting around about now for, 4 to 6 weeks. And finally now I can go ahead and say what we're up to, say what we're doing, say who we're trying to help, and all that kind of stuff. And for me, this will be a big moment. I have worked hard on whatever it is we're up to, and I'm excited to be able to finally let the rest of the world know what we're up to.
Well, and it's a neat deal, George. People, when they hear it, know exactly what you're doing, how you're going about it, the different folks that are involved with it. I mean, it's a big deal. It's one of the bigger things that I can remember. And, of course, I'm throwing it up there pretty high, but it's one of the bigger things that I can remember that we've been done in Nashville, if anything like this. So pretty neat.
I've been involved in some crazy stuff in the past. Music City Sports Festival, never worked harder on anything. The whole rally to keep the Predators here, stuff involving the Charles Davis Foundation with the old John McLean dinners. This is going to be pretty cool, and we will unveil it in about 4 minutes. Yeah, that's right. In about 4 minutes. The music in the background means hour number one is just about done. Who knows? By the time we get back, USC might have a football coach. Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, you're going to hear the music a little longer than usual. But I'll tell you that when we come back, we will have a big announcement. I hope you'll be happy with it. I hope you'll be proud of what we're trying to do. All I ask is that you stick around. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
WPDQ Transpro.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. New research indicates people who get vaccinated are less likely to be among the COVID long haulers.
It's one of the most mysterious aspects of COVID-19. People who get the disease and report symptoms for weeks or more, some reporting side effects for months. These so-called long haulers were the focus of new research detailed by Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, in a blog post in which he said researchers in the UK found that fully vaccinated people who developed a breakthrough infection were about half as likely to become a long-haul case. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Voters in California are at the polls today in a special recall election. They're deciding if Governor Gavin Newsom will be removed and replaced for his handling of the pandemic. Big-name Broadway shows like The Lion King and Chicago are back this week in New York City, raising the curtains for the first time since last March. This is ABC News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
Rocket. A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
3 o'clock hour, and welcome in. Thanks for being with us, whether it's your ride home or for whatever reason you may be listening to us. Watson, we finally get to go past Save the Date.
And we came close a few times.
Oh, gosh.
Announcing it quite a few times, hadn't we, buddy?
Terry
nearly did it in the first day.
I almost killed him that day.
And then one of the guys you had on nearly did it once.
Yes.
He about let the cat out of the bag, and I'm sitting there cringing.
So
we made it.
Watson, over the years, one of the things I've learned in what it was I decided to do for a living was that if you use the power of radio correctly, you can absolutely move mountains. I watched it 14 years ago. I will claim that if radio didn't exist, today the Nashville Predators would be in Hamilton, Ontario, pure and simple. I'll believe that till the day I die. It may sound a little self-serving, but I know what the power of radio did in that particular deal. I've also seen it in a series of charity events over the years. The Charles Davis Foundation, more than $2 million was raised over a 20-year period through the loyalty and the care of our radio audience. So today, I am announcing the creation of the first annual Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night, presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends on Monday night, November the 29th, at the Hermitage Strike and Spare. Now, November 29th is the Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and Martha O'Brien Center, both of which do unbelievable work in our community. I'm going to bring folks from both of those organizations to our microphones in just a second. Let me explain a little bit of how this is going to work, because it gets a little complicated. I am going to try and get 64 paid foursomes to play in this event. We're going to have a 6 to 8 p.m. shift with 32 foursomes and 32 sports celebs who play with them. And then an 8 to 10 shift where 32 more paid foursomes and 32 more sports celebs get involved. Now, there may be a part of you saying, this is insane. Yeah, it probably is. However, we got 2.5 months before this event happens, and I'll be dadgummed if we don't get this thing full, sold out, and raise a lot of money for two great charities. The cost per person in playing in this celebrity bowling night is $200 per person. Or you can commit to a foursome, get three of your buddies to be involved in it. The cost of a foursome is $800. It's a tad bit steep. I acknowledge that. However, I also acknowledge that I really want to turn over some decent money to these two charities, because what they do in our community is unbelievable. And on that, I am certain, because I've dealt with both of them over the years. we have set up, and when I say we, Watson, it sure as heck isn't me with my technological deficiencies, but we have set up an email site for people to sign up for the event and to basically go on and say, I want to play as an individual or I want to commit a foursome. And that email site is celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Okay, now this is the first time you've heard this. You'll be so damn sick of hearing this by the middle of November that you'll hate me. But that site is celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com, where you can sign either yourself up or sign up a foursome to be involved in this. Watson, that's our news.
Neat news, George. And, man, I don't know how far you go, but you're already down the road a ways with this. So we're off to a great start.
And I'm not saying how great.
No, and you're not supposed to, but I can hint it anyway. But it's time to jump on. What else would you, to make you feel good, than getting out a night with people that you really like, doing something you really like, and it's going to great charities. I mean, great places. And so, I don't know. It's a feel-good night to me, and I'll be there with you and look forward to it. I can't wait to see all the folks that we're going to see at this event.
I've got some great celebs. I'm not going to announce them today, but I have got an incredible list of sports celebs that are going to be a part of this, and I have been working on this part of it for a couple of months. So I want to bring the two charities that will be beneficiaries of this event to our microphones. Dale Roble is the lead pastor at Highland Park Church on Knob Road. Say hello.
Hello, George. How you doing?
I'm good. Get close on that mic. I want them to hear you.
I'm right on it now.
Thank Beautiful. You, George. We've had a lot of fun with Last Minute Toy Store over the years, and I'm going to get you to talk about it in just a minute. I want to also say hello to Marcia Edwards, who is the CEO of the Martha O'Brien Center. Get close to that mic, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, George. We're very excited to be part of this.
So, Marcia, let me start with you. I played Santa Claus at the Martha O'Brien Center 5 or 6 years ago, and to my shock, you all didn't close the place down. That was unbelievably emotional for me. Did I maybe shed a tear or two that day? I did. It blew me away.
Wonderful children, some wonderful families. We are very blessed to be able to serve. So we were happy to have you there that day. And, you know, it just, when you get to know our families and particularly our children, you will just understand why we do this work.
Talk about who the Martha O'Brien Center tries to service.
So Martha O'Brien has been located in Casey Homes since 1948. But we actually serve people from all over the county. We serve people in every zip code in this county. But our work is really focused on both economic upward mobility, so jobs, careers, education, and then also, you know, that education that prepares young people for being very productive citizens here in Nashville and throughout the world.
And I know you all will put whatever money we're able to raise to great use around the Christmas season.
Besides our headquarters, we have 9 or 10 other sites, depending on the year. And so we are reaching children after school, summer camp, all times of the year. And particularly, you know, our work is from, you know, cradle to career. We feel very strongly about the fact that if you have a little less at home, you need more in your community. And that's the work of Martha O'Brien.
Hang with me. Don't go anywhere. Dale.
Yes, sir.
I believe you've come out of the on-deck circle. You're now at home plate. So years ago, Rick and Suzanne Regan encouraged me to get involved in Last Minute Toy Store.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing that has ever moved me more than watching what you all have tried to do. Tell people what that means.
Well, I do remember those days well, and I remember meeting you. I guess that one might have been 2005, 6, 7. I'm not
Gosh,
sure.
Has it been that long ago?
Seems like a while. And you would come back most every year. And really what the Last Minute Toy Store is we're an all-volunteer organization. It's really thousands of individuals and sponsors and people like you, George, coming together to provide Christmas to children in need. But kind of what reason why we're called the Last Minute Toy Store is we are the last chance or the last opportunity for families to receive toys who have not been serviced or missed the deadlines for Middle Tennessee's other charities. So a lot of people don't realize this. If you sign up for some of the other charities, their deadline, Toys for Tots or Salvation Army, sometimes their deadlines are in October, sometimes November, and if you miss that, you miss it. So all of those that miss those deadlines, maybe you're new to Nashville, whatever, they come to us. So this year we're gearing up to serve about 7,000 children or more, whatever the need is in Nashville. And with everything going on right now, we're as prepared as we've ever been. But that's really what we do. We provide gifts and toys to the parents or guardians of boys and girls right here in Davidson County, Middle Tennessee, and we do that, again, I'm a pastor, so we do that in Jesus' name, and we partner, our main partner with that is Sheriff Darren Hall and the Davidson County Sheriff's Office, and they open up their facility there, and thousands of people come through. Last year, it was a contactless drive-thru, and it's still an overwhelming process, and as you know, it's a very emotional process as well.
Oh, I will never forget asking a lady that I helped do her shopping, are you getting ready for Christmas? And she looked at me and said, this is all the Christmas there's going to be. Right. And I have never forgotten that.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot, I'm sure, with Martha O'Brien. It's a lot of the same things we both hear. And in our situations, we basically, what makes us unique is, again, we're all volunteer. But, you know, a lot of charities, you don't really know where it's going. You know, with Martha O'Brien or with us, you give a gift or you do something, there it is. It's right there. You can give it. You can come donate. You can volunteer. You can help serve them as well. And that's kind of what makes it so unique. And so really what I say Nashville, Middle Tennessee is with what you're doing and what we're both doing is we're helping those right here in our communities that need it the most.
I want both of y'all to hear this. A good friend of mine that I went to BGA with, Mark Barrett, who didn't think I would get his name out there today. But Bullhead, if you're listening, I just got your name out there. He gave me a great piece of advice as I started sort of plotting this little revolution. And he said to me, he said, George, one of the things you've been able to do is you have shown a passion for the things and the whatever charities you've tried to help in the past, it's always, there's been some passion on your end. He said, so find some charities that you believe in. Bring that passion back to whatever it is you're going to do, bring that passion back. And I can promise you, with Last Minute Toy Store and with the Martha O'Brien Center, I believe in what these folks are doing. They are making a huge difference in Nashville, and that is the reason that I have selected these two charities to try to help. I want both of y'all to stick around, if you will. But yes. Anyway, just know I totally believe in what y'all are doing.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. It strengthens our staff. It strengthens our community when people that are not in their daily world come and invest in them and in their children. So thank you for that, George.
And I'll say the same thing. I mean, it's exactly people like you, George, and thousands of others that make the Last Minute Toy Store possible. It's truly a media and community event in Nashville that we provide at the Last Minute Toy Store. So thank you.
We'll go to the break, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what these two charities do, and we'll sort of repeat the announcement that we put out there a little while ago. Very excited about November the 29th. I want to thank the folks at Strike and Spare in particular in Hermitage, Larry Schmitto, Philip Cox, for all of their help. Gosh, there's nothing I have asked for within reason that they have not tried to help me with about this event. So we'll go to the break. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
And now Delta Blue Roofing is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Delta Blue Roofing. Backed by 20 years of experience, Delta Blue Roofing is a name you can trust. For residential or commercial roofing installations or repairs, trust Delta Blue Roofing. Call today at 615-474-0090. That's 615-474-0090. And visit deltablueroofing.com. Delta Blue Roofing. They're people who care.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ben Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
We welcome all of you back. We made the announcement about 20 minutes ago, and I'll go ahead and repeat it. We're going to put together the first annual Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night, presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends, Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center, both of which do incredible work in our community, and both have folks in here that we're going to talk to a little bit more in just a moment. The way we're going to work this, and I realize this sounds a little goofy, but we're going to do two different shifts, a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. In theory, the way this is going to work is there will be 32 paid foursomes at each shift, and we will put 32 different sports celebs with them. If you sign up, you will play one game with one sports celeb, and then move over to another lane and play with a second sports celeb. Now, what will end up happening, I can promise you this, the level of trash talk and little side bets that will go on will be out of control. I'm not saying the bowling will be particularly good. Watson, when's the last time you went bowling?
Oh, good gracious. 40 years ago, maybe.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of that. You know, there just is. And so I don't expect to see, you know, world championship bowling, but I do expect there to be world championship humor and trash talk. Anyway, if you want to play in the event as simply an individual by yourself, you can do that. I'll get you on a team. It's a $200 cost. And hopefully, I mentioned this a couple of moments ago, the two charities that will benefit are the Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. If you want to commit a foursome, you and three other buddies, it's an $800 deal, and you can sign up either way. We've created a website, and I'm hoping that somebody today will really make my day and go on that website and sign up. Celebrity Bowling Night at gmail.com. Again, Celebrity Bowling Night at gmail.com. Watson, what do you think are the odds that I put that site together?
Without help, zero.
How about with help?
With help, it'll get done. You're good at finding help now. I will give
delegating.
You that. You're a good delegator.
Watson, during the break, we got to laughing. You know how I felt about my buddy, the late Rick Regan.
Absolutely.
We were really close. Rick was the one who got me involved in Last Minute Toy Store. Dale, you have a couple of memories of him?
I do. The first time, I guess, I met you, you came, we were doing it then at 61st United Methodist Church, was a church kind of over in West Nashville, the Nations. And as where we were hosting that, and Rick came in the door and he said, "Hey, this is George." And I think I'd met you several times before, but I said, "Hey, George."
This is George. He's useless.
And you know how Rick would do. He kind of take me over and put his hand around me and kind of his hand on me, you know, on my shoulder. And he said, "Look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put George to work. I want you to give him a job and teach him a little bit of humility." So
really?
I said, "I've got the perfect job for him." He said, "What's that?" I said, I'm going to put him to work as a salesman here." So the way we do it is we call them our guests, but when those who are the moms and the parents and guardians come through, we match them up with volunteers from the community. So George would be one of those. He'd walk through the door. "Hello, I'm George Plaster." And
whoop-de-doo.
you would take him shopping. Of course, if you remember, Dan and I guess Mike Ugla was there then, and y'all
That's
were hitting
right.
off the whole time.
Yeah.
But Rick was awesome. I mean, he loved you. You could tell he did. He cared about you greatly. He definitely wanted me to give you a dose of humility. I think he wanted you cleaning bathrooms, but I couldn't do that to you. So, you know, it was a great experience. I think even then you were high-fiving me left and right.
This was the most amazing thing I've ever done.
And what makes it so unique and what was so powerful for you was just hands-on. You're there actually helping people pick out their gifts and toys, you know, wishing them a Merry Christmas and send them on their way, and you do it over and over and over, and it's exhausting, but it's just a tremendous experience.
And then like you and I went to a Target with about $8,000 one day and bought out the Target on White Bridge Road. Do you remember that?
I think we had about 40, 50, 60 shopping carts, and the people in the store were sending out security wondering what in the world is George and this other guy doing. And you are correct. I remember that well now that you say it. We literally cleaned them out, didn't we?
We did.
Literally.
We sure did. And it was. I've never had more fun acting like a four-year-old, except when I played Santa Claus for the Martha O'Brien Center. Marcia, this will be the first big charity event that I have put on that Rick won't be either helping me or a thorn in my side throughout it. And that part has been weird.
I think, though, you know, sometimes when you have that kind of a model, you fall into it because you understand what you've been taught, and then you know how to execute that. I think this is going to be an extraordinary night. I think people are going to have a great time, and I think you will have a hard time keeping people away after it's been done once.
Well, so. I'm. You know what? I hope you're right about that, because the one thing I know, I promise, we're going to have fun. There's no doubt about that. Now, it may not be great bowling. In fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you, it won't be. But it'll be fun. That
we
part,
need some
I promise.
Fun.
We need some fun.
Because it is a time right now where people really do want to be in fellowship with each other. They want to get to know new people. And this is going to bring all that together with a great outcome for children.
I'm proud of what both of you all do in our community, and I am excited to be able to sort of, I don't know, shout from the rooftops about y'all.
I'm fired up about it too. You know, I think I've committed to get five foursomes together as well, and it's going to be hard narrowing it down. I know so many people that are going to be wanting to do this, but it's a great thing. It's going to be a great time, a lot of fun. We're not using bumpers. I don't think we're using little bumpers.
No, we're not.
You're
no,
not
we're
not. Use a little thing that you push it down, George.
I no, mean,
George
we're not.
George will cheat on you now.
Really?
I remember. I think I've been bowling with you before. So, but
there's a BGA contingent in this. You may have to worry about
exactly. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for a great cause. And right there, you know, coming up on the Christmas time, it couldn't be a better time. And George, I'm excited about it, and I think we all are. And I can't thank you enough for all that you're doing to make this happen. I know how hard you've worked.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Listen, I'm thrilled that we're going to pull this off. I thank both of you for taking the time to come in here and be a part of this.
It's an honor to meet and be here with Martha O'Brien Center, and I think they've been around 100 and something years. We've only been around 128 years. Is that what you said?
127 years.
127 years is amazing. We've only been around since 1993, and she's been doing this 20 some odd years, and I've been only doing it 16 years. So it's amazing. And but George, you're a legend, and you've been around a long time, and it's a great partnership with you, and I look forward to it. And, again, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Dale, thank you so much. Dale Roble, pastor at Highland Park Church, and Marcia Edwards, the CEO of the Martha O'Brien Center. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Excited about it.
Thank you, George.
Let's see if I've got it right. CelebrityBowlingNight@gmail.com. I probably need to learn how to...
You're going to be saying a lot.
I know it. See y'all. Thanks for coming in here.
Thank you,
George.
So we're going to open up the phone lines and go wherever you want to go. If you want to ask about the event, feel free to. If you want to talk sports, I just simply want to get three red-blooded Americans who want to do a little yapping at 615-844-5600. Again, 615-844-5600. I will tell you that one of our listeners has already signed up for the event, and that excites me, really does. Now I got one line open, so I want one more red-blooded American to jump in on the lines, and let's see where we go. Dr. Detroit, you are the leadoff hitter. Welcome.
I can hardly contain myself. That's awesome. George, real quick, what did I miss? Is there some kind of benefit or fundraiser?
Yeah, what we're going to do is a celebrity bowling night in late November, Monday night, November the 29th, out at the Hermitage Strike and Spare. And the proceeds from the event will go to both the Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. And both of them do incredible work. I am very fired up that both of them agreed to get in cahoots with me on this. And it's $200 per person to play in the event. If you want to commit a foursome, in other words, you and three friends, it's $800. And you can go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com to sign up.
Well, my friend, I'll definitely get the word out on that. That sounds like a blast. I may have to pull Fred and Barney from the Water Buffalo Club to maybe fill in for me on bowling. I'm not bowling in quite some time, but I'll be real quick because I know you got other calls ahead. Two things I'm important to watch. George, I know you're rooting for my Tigers tonight, tomorrow's matinee, aren't you?
Why is that?
We're playing Milwaukee.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess so. The truth of it is the Brewers, we're going to play the Brewers if we win our division, whether we like it or not. We're stuck.
They're really
good.
Yeah, I did not know that. Second, and this, I mean, George, this goes out to you, but mostly coach as well. Mr. Milton, the quarterback for the Volunteers, now, he did come from Michigan, correct?
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh was as a head coach, and was Jim Harbaugh not a world famous quarterback for the Wolverines back in the day? What I'm getting at is who is the quarterback coach, and why is his skill so off? Tennessee could have blown that game wide open. I never seen so many overthrown passes in my life in college or pro. And both of your comments I'll hear, but I'm going to leave on this note. You know, I wish Matthew Stafford nothing but the best. I hope he sets records and breaks records, shatters them completely. And that you can't compare anything to the first game. And another opinion I'll ask before I hang up, I think you pretty much analyze a team after three starts, do you not? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank y'all.
Okay, Watson, I want you to start with the Joe Milton thing. And by the way, that'll leave a line open at 615-844-5600. So if somebody wants to jump in on that line, go ahead and do it now.
Well, I was disappointed in the second game. I thought there would be he'd be different and he'd play better. He didn't. He did miss. I'm talking about what I call wide open. I mean, four or five steps these guys had on the DBs. That game could have been blown wide open in the first quarter nearly. So I don't know. I don't know about the injury. I haven't kept up with it. It gets serious after this week. They have Tennessee Tech this week, and I think they're going to try probably both of them, maybe all three. But then they've got to make up their mind what they're doing because it gets serious from that point on. And just disappointed. He can make those throws. He's just got to get better at doing them. But it's obvious he must have been doing it in practice. If he's doing it in the games like that, that consistent, I'm surprised he was number one missing those kind of throws.
Yeah, it's when I watch him, it just feels like he's grabbing the sawdust out of the ball and throwing it as hard as he humanly possibly can do it. And he needs to learn how to throw the changeup because his arm's plenty good enough.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
It's total fundamentals, George. He's got to improve in his fundamentals. He's probably getting them, and he's just not doing it on game day.
We will take more of your phone calls. I need one more to create the sellout. 844-5600 is the number. 615 is the area code. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
There's There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. launches himself into the next round of the playoffs with his win at Richmond, third in the last five races. Up next, beaten and banging short track style from Bristol Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Rusty Wallace, NASCAR champion, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell.
You're listening to The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We are back, and let's get right to your phone calls. Tony in Nolensville, what's shaking?
Good afternoon, George. George, that's a great announcement. Looking forward to participating. I think you've hit it out of the park with that, buddy. Just super. I'm looking forward to it. I think all of Nashville will, too.
Thank you. I hope it's what we're going to try to make it, which is one really cool event.
George, I didn't touch on it yesterday, but I went 3-0 on the picks on Tony's Thumpers Friday. That puts me at 6-1 for the 2 weeks. So I might be having a good year. I might ought to start thinking about taking this a little further and putting it on, putting a little skin on it.
Okay, tell Watson what yours were, because I don't believe he's 6-1 in anything at the moment.
Thank you very much.
I took Michigan over Washington.
Okay. Like
minus it. Minus 7. Had South Carolina over ECU, minus 2. They won by 3.
That one was close.
That was close. And here was the one even closer. I took Virginia Tech over Middle, minus 20, and I've given up 20, and they won by 21.
Ooh. Watson, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
I'm neither.
Wow.
I'm neither. Hey, Tony, have you, hadn't been able to, did you go to Chattanooga and watch the governors?
I did not make that trip, but I will be going to Clarksville Saturday at 2 o'clock.
I hear they're very good.
That is their home opener.
I hear they're very good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, friends of mine in Clarksville think this might be their best team.
It's going to be, I've heard that too, Watson, and they've got a lot of talent. They've got two players, two defensive players that are potential All-Americans. The quarterback has really brought his game up. You know, at the end of last year, Watson, they really started coming on. I think they went 4-0 in their last four games. And then I think it's just they've started to gel. And, of course, playing this many games this year, I think that's going to be something. And it looks like, Watson, it might end up being between them and Murray's what's looking like early.
Yeah, Martin had a big win Saturday in the OVC. They beat Sanford. That was a big win.
And with Jacksonville and EKU out of it, it's going to be an interesting year.
A little different conference.
Do y'all have any idea who was the first NIL, who had signed the first NIL contract of college football?
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying...
Name, you mentioned likeness, who was the first player to have a contract done.
Do not. Who was it?
It was Bo Nix at 12:02 a.m., 2 minutes after it would become legal, signing with Milo Sweet Tea.
Oh, man, have you ever had a Milo Sweet Tea?
That's stat of the day material, by the way.
Milo Sweet Tea is the best, and that's also one of my favorite hamburgers. It's one of the Alabama misses since I came to Tennessee.
Yeah, you
I
go down that. To Alabama, you've got to dig into that. That's true.
Oh, man.
And last thing, George, I saw this on TV the other day, watching the game. Of course, you're at the game. Arizona, this was going into the game, and this record has changed. Arizona was 7-1 since 2012 against the AFC South.
Really?
7-1. Now they're 8-1.
Yeah. Oh, it's an emphatic 8-1. There wasn't anything cheap about it. Tony, thank you.
Thank you. Great news on Terry. That's just great news. Yeah. So, George, have a good afternoon, guys.
See you on the 29th. Eric in Nashville is up next. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, George. Good announcement, what you did, and I know you're going to knock it out of the park.
We're sure going to try. It won't be for lack of effort.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, George, a couple things I want to talk to you about. And one, this, of course, is part I'm sure that you know where I'm going when I'm going to say this, and this is going to be an easy room to start. Of course, Clay Helton got fired at USC, and they're going to have an interim coach for the rest of the year. And a lot of people think that after the year is over, that, of course, USC is going to come knocking on Urban Meyer's door because he might be just kind of just not happy with here at Jacksonville. Do you think they make him an offer? Do you think he might take it? And I also want to talk about the Raiders' Baltimore game last night.
Boy, what a big win. What a gutsy win.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially wild endings and stuff where it looked like he had a touchdown. Then he gets taken back. And then, of course, they – get a call for a false start, and then when you try to throw the ball in zone, it bounces off the helmet of a Baltimore player and it's intercepted. Then Lamar Jackson, you think they're going to drive down and win. He gets hit and fumbled. Then the Raiders are going to try and go field goal, but they couldn't get the kicking team on the field in time, get backed up, and then they throw that wild touchdown pass. Of course, Charles Woodson is happy about it in the booth, and you get the whole other screen with Eli Payton and Russell Wilson on the other deal. I mean, that whole thing was just wild. I mean, great win for the Raiders. Who knows who could propel them since the AFC West is also still undefeated. But the interesting thing is Baltimore could be in some trouble, George, with all the injuries they've got, and they've got Kansas City running in for a Sunday night game. It's a game they've got to win because Cleveland certainly is no joke.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, you can't count out them. And I think last year when Kansas City played Baltimore, it was a Monday night game, and Kansas City really throttled them and Lamar Jackson. He didn't do anything that Monday night game. So just want to get your thoughts and also about that thing about Urban Meyer. Good talk to you, George. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Unbelievable game last night. Had all these weird things that he brought up. But, Watson, let me put you on the spot. You think Southern Cal is going to offer Urban Meyer that job, don't you?
I think that they'll go, yes. They'll go through big names before they take the next level, and he will be one that's called. Now, if he doesn't show any interest, then there wouldn't be an offer. But if he opens the door at all, yes, he would be the first one they take, in my opinion.
League sources believe Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy will emerge as a head coaching candidate. He's from Southern California. He's told people that USC is one of the only college jobs that might interest him. Now, whether fair or unfair, what you hear about Eric Bieniemy is that he is a horrible interview. Has not done particularly well face-to-face in interview settings. Guy's got some talent. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I just don't think it'll get to him. I don't think they'll take a shot at a guy that's never been a head coach. I just don't think that'll happen.
Bill in Hendersonville, you are up next. Welcome.
Thank you, George. I'll make this fast. You guys have already mentioned several names for the Southern Cal job. I might as well throw this guy's hat in the ring. How about Cliff Kingsbury? We just saw him with the Arizona Football Cardinals. I've heard that he might be on a hot seat depending on what the Cardinals do. Would they be interested in offering him a job and putting the air raid offense in Southern Cal?
Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. Kingsbury, before the Cardinals hired him, he had been fired at Texas Tech, Watson.
Yeah.
And he was serving at Southern Cal only there about 3-4 months.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that long. And they've got one of the proteges of that offense is out there now. He came. What's
Graham Harrell?
Quarterbacks. Yeah, Graham Harrell, who was at North Texas. So they're already running it and running it well. Mm-hmm. It'll be
Another
interesting
former
to
Texas
see.
Tech quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure is.
It's an interesting rumor. Now, off of what we saw Sunday, he looks more likely to be, you know, deep into the playoffs than he does fired, but it's a long season and you never know. I'm going to file that one away, Bill, because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
He's done better on the pro level, Watson, than I think most people thought he would.
Well, he's just starting to. He's got a losing record right now. And George, that league they're in, that division they're in, you're going to have to win a lot of games.
Murderers Row.
I really liked the Rams the other night.
This just in, though, that little quarterback can't play in that league are false.
Yeah, that's his. That's over.
Kyler Murray was a stud on Sunday. Okay, got to go to the break. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun, it's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
And now our friends at Mike's Remodeling are reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Mike's Remodeling, our number one most trusted contractor, backed by over 21 years of experience in residential and commercial remodeling. Trust the name we trust. Mike's Remodeling. Call 270-305-3424. That's 270-305-3424.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Ah, the final countdown. We got some pretty good news today when we found out around 2:30 that Terry is leaving the hospital and headed back home. That is, that's probably the best news we could have gotten today, period.
Boy, you got that right. That was enough for the day for me, George.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. He has been through a lot in the last week and a half. And in all honesty, last Thursday, I pretty much told Watson after talking to Terry, I said, he's headed to the hospital.
You did.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, you did.
I have no idea who the doctors and the nurses are that worked on him, but if y'all are out there, thank you. Because, for all we know, you may have saved his life.
You can't say it any better than that. Mm-mm. Because this stuff is serious. And when it hits home and it's one of your close friends or family, George, all of a sudden it really hits home, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, then it's not just a statistic anymore.
No.
So let me close out today with this. You all have, as a listening audience in Nashville, Middle Tennessee, over the years, you have done a lot to help me with charities that I have tried to help. And I really would appreciate any help that any of you can be on this celebrity bowling night deal. This is going to be a fun event. That's the one thing I will promise. I don't think it'll be great bowling. Could be a lot of nonsense. There will be a lot of trash talk, and you'll end up meeting a lot of really cool celebs in the Nashville, Tennessee market, and for that matter, in a couple of scenarios, some regional sports celebs who I've reached out to. I'll put out an announcement sometime here soon about who a bunch of the celebs are so that you'll know where we're going with it. But Watson, it's a pretty good list.
It's a very good list. It will be impressive as you roll it out.
So anyway, if any of you feel inclined to want to get involved in this, we could really use your help, whether it's you as a person by yourself, where we get you on a team, or if you commit to a foursome with three friends of yours. Either way, you sign up through celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com, and it would make my day if some of you would do that. Really would. Okay, Watson, the Bravos are up 4.5 with 20 to play, and they've got Colorado tonight at home.
Go Bravos!
You can hear that game on this very radio station here in Nashville. Done for the day. Tomorrow is a big day. We're going to get into a lot of the conference affiliation stuff. Lee Fowler in studio on the Plaster Radio Network.
WPDQ Frankfort.